Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Too much content, but not enough time. The Chad Hartman Show now becomes rapid fire radio.
So the Trump administration demonstrated again the cruelty which they can offer up. So Rachel Levine, transgender woman, was the director of health and humans. Was a former Biden health and human service official. Okay, and a transition to Rachel from Richard. And guess what? They decided we're going to show America. We're going to show that the further right side of our base, the further right side, not everybody, MAGA, that they believe just Dave and Adam and Steve, and they don't get this. So they now have changed the nameplate of the former health and human services official to Richard. Just absolutely pathetic. Honestly, considering the buffoon they have running this department now, and this is the petty little BS. Donald Trump, by the way, in New York, in the 80s and 90s and aughts, who was very left on social issues and on acceptance and on respect, but the Frankenstein part of MAGA, and again, this is not all, by far, not all of MAGA, but this is the same crew who loves Barack Hussein Obama. And so Rachel Levine's long gone. Not a part of the Trump administration at all. But Dave, we're going to dead name this person and go with Richard. Just gross and petty and predictable.
Of course it was. It was, I mean, this was telegraphed from the inauguration speech, right?
Yes.
Part of the speech was, you know, get back to men will be men, women will be women, blah, blah, blah.
If you want to make the case that Rachel Levine was not competent, go to it. Go to it. Because there were examples where the scrutiny was out there. But almost every time in those conversations, there was the little childhood snickering. Because this is a transgender individual. Again, broad-based hate. Think about Nancy Mace in this area, where Nancy Mace, who has been assaulted, horribly, sexually assaulted, and when she first ran for office, she was a moderate Republican who reflected tens of millions of people. And now, whenever a trans topic comes up, she just offers up slurs and hate.
Tranny, tranny, tranny.
Tranny, tranny, tranny. You know who these individuals are? Your neighbors, your family members,
your constituents.
Your constituents. And you know what? Some individuals who were born Richard but now believe they're Rachel, you know what? Some of them, really kind people. And some of them, you know what? They're jerks, like every one of us. So I'm not saying build a monument for every transgendered individual, but how about this idea? Just judge them on their character, how they act. But no, we'll show them. Just appealing to the worst. And for a lot of his supporters, they love it. You should be ashamed. Hit it. Pew, 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 pew. The city council. This is the present city council, right? This isn't the new, more Jacob Fry-friendly city council. Is expected to discuss today giving Jacob Fry a raise of over $46,000. It's a nice raise.
Can they work at CCO?
Hey, Gons, Brad, we take 46.
I take 46 bucks.
Yeah, we'll take it. He makes $13,000 less than the mayor of St. Paul. Okay. Even though Minneapolis has 120,000 more residents, it feels like a lot more than that, doesn't it?
But it just does, you know.
And again, there are parts of St. Paul I love, not as much as Jason does, of course. I mean, no one has ever loved St. Paul.
Pride of the East Side.
I mean, pride of the East Side. Can't even make it up. You know, and they're talking about giving themselves a raise, too, shockingly. So let's have this debate again. And again, you can text any point you want, including your transgender hatred. Go ahead. Go out there with it. Because you should be ashamed. Let's say the mayor of Minneapolis made
$500,000. Okay. It's a good paycheck.
That's good. And the president of the United States made $2 million. And senators made significantly more. So we're paying people a lot more money. By the way, it's coming from us, unless we come up with some other way to fund this. Would we get a different group of individuals running for those offices? I mean, how about we pay the president of the United States $5 million? Considering the import of the job compared to what CEOs get? What's the limit? What we could pay a president? A mayor of a major city like Minneapolis? Do we believe there is a correlation? As Dave Harrigan, noted political scientist. In fact, from now on, I would like to tell Steve Simpson, Laura Oakes, Mark Fry, Susie Jones, and Taylor, Ari, the whole Al, whole crew, no more David Schultz.
We're done.
No more David Schultz. I would encourage you. And I would really like, you know, Mr. Odyssey himself, whoever that might be.
Bill Odyssey.
Bill Odyssey. I think it's just Odyssey. It's kind of like
Madonna.
Yeah. Like Cher. Do we have as many one-word stars or not? Shakira? Right? Are we devoid of the one word?
I think we have maybe more than we even used to have.
Okay, we have more. Okay. Could be. I would like from now on that every political science professor be scrubbed from WCC Radio. There's only one. Professor Dave Harrigan.
Wow, thank you. Thank you very much.
Where'd you go to school again?
That would be the University of Minnesota.
University of Minnesota. University of Minnesota Professor Dave Harrigan.
I did. I think I minored in political science.
I did too. What a bond we have.
Served me well.
They taught me that liberal agenda out in Arizona with Evan Beecham. God, you think of an incompetent governor. Look at that guy. Flat out racist as the governor of the state. Would we get better candidates?
No.
No?
We might get worse candidates.
Yeah.
We might get people who have no interest in politics, but see a nice fat paycheck if you're going to be a representative, senator, mayor, city council, whatever it is, and say, yeah, I want me some of that cash.
Would we get more representation in the middle? If we offered up more pay,
no,
we still have to change the structure.
Yeah, that's the parties.
Yeah.
That's the parties, and that's those that are interested in showing up to caucus.
Yeah.
To
considering how we all vomited a few weeks back and looked at our property tax numbers, if just like one time those would reflect what we actually could get for a house. What a joke. Should we pay people more for these jobs? But considering the importance of it, I guess if we're not, in theory, going to get a better person, maybe the answer is no, because I get we're going to pay. But it does, I mean, the mayor of Minneapolis is getting like $130,000. Again, for a lot of people, that's good change. What's the budget that Jacob Fry is in charge of? Like, I mean, come on.
What's the president make?
400, I believe.
That's what I thought. 400,000 a year.
And Donnie,
to be the president of the United States is laughable.
It is.
Now, obviously, there are perks that come with being the president for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay for anything, pretty much, right? You can get on
this guy. This guy's only made billions of dollars with his various deals.
Yes, and former presidents get on a speaking circuit, write a book. You get millions and millions and millions coming your way. But still, to do the job for 4 or 8 years and get $400,000 per year when PJ is making whatever it is to get the Gophers to the rate bowl.
Just signed for 14. LeBron's making $50 million. I mean, we can trickle down this to what our teachers make and all sorts of others where they also have an enormous impact. But I thought that was notable that are they trying to get along with each other now as some of the far lefties are going out the door? Although are they in favor of the 46,000 or is just enough of the folks are in favor of the 46,000? All right, react to any of this. Rapid Fire Radio. No Chipper today. He's on a secret assignment. Normally when he's on a secret assignment, it means he's normally on a vacation. Or in like 2 weeks, we're going to read some story where we'll be crying multiple times during the story.
That's the one.
That's the one. That's what he's working on. Patrick at the bottom of the hour.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We've had this debate before. By the way, remind the folks the bumper music theme.
45 years ago today, John Lennon was shot in New York City.
Yep.
So we are playing songs by and about Mr. Lynn.
Let's get into this, too, because I said we were going to discuss it. Tell me the celebrity death that grabbed you the most. The one where you couldn't believe it. You were saddened. You were floored. Mine's a little askew because I did know him. But it was Lyman Bostock.
Mm.
Lyman Bostock, Twins player. Again, my father so often brought me places where I should not have been. Clubhouses, press boxes. That's not on me. It was my father. Should have found another way. And met just athletes. It was just no big deal. But two of the folks that busted my chops the most as a kid, one's about to join us in 10 minutes, Patrick Bracy. That's why I love the guy. Another one was Lyman Bostock. And if I was around in spring training, he was busting my chops, or if I wasn't as a game a kid, he'd reach out to me, and even, I forget, the Twins and Angels played. This was the year Lyman had left. And he called me, and he was just kidding me, like, where the, you know what, why weren't you here? I need to kneel you and stuff. And then to find out so soon after that he got shot in the head in Gary, Indiana.
Yeah.
You know, so well-known. Because for a lot of people, it was Lennon, like you said, Monday Night Football. If without a doubt, the non-sports moment that everybody remembers from Monday Night Football is that. Heck, Lennon joining Howard.
Yeah.
Howard drunk at times. The various other celebrities they had. But yeah, when Howard, it's the Patriots, and I forget who's playing. When Howard describes it, it's unbelievable. You know, in this town, Prince was obviously way up there.
Mm-hmm. Kirby.
Kirby, way up there. Paul Wellstone, the plane crash.
Yeah.
Way up there. Driving in to work, I'd interviewed him like a couple of weeks before. I mentioned before, we kind of had a little bit of a testy near the end when I when I said, I want to revisit this again, and he knew where I was going because I just wanted him to do the mix. Because remember, he's going to be two terms. I'm only doing two terms. And I want you just to admit, you like it. There's nothing wrong with that, Paul. It's not what I'm doing. I mean, I'm like, why can't you just admit that?
It's okay to like it.
Yeah, because he could be cranky. He absolutely could be cranky. So driving in and listen to the fan, all of a sudden, got to be kidding me. And that's when Kessler was on with me. That's when Kessler was on with me, I think, twice a week, if I remember right. I remember calling him. He's like, I can't talk, you know, because it was all just unfolding. But people of certain age, obviously the 60s, that run, thank God he lived. I wouldn't vote for him. But thank God the guy who's on the TV right now, President of the United States,
mm-hmm.
Thomas Crooks, came within, I don't know, quarter of an inch killing him. By the way, if you think that was a setup, get out of here. Just stop. Go to yoga class later today. Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, right? Which celebrity passing stayed with you the longest? Do you have one that jumps to mind?
Well, Kirby was one of them, certainly. Corey Stringer is another one, too. Local
yes.
sports, just because, you know.
Right.
It was just so shocking in, you know, training camp. This massive left tackle was a heck of a player. All of a sudden is gone. The one that still sticks with me, however, is Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
I still love Norm's comedy. I always have. And to hear he was gone in the way that
nothing
he
was
left
out.
Us of a, you know, battle with cancer that was years long that one, two people aside from Norm knew about.
Yes. Some of those are amazing. Right.
Yeah.
Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Princess Diana. Right. Yeah. Who else do you have? We'll read a few of these. So by now, a lot of you saw this Wisconsin Cinnabon employee. She's fired. First of all, Cinnabon.
Overrated.
Don't do that.
It's the truth.
Respect the Cinnabon.
No, don't. They pipe in the smell.
She's using the N-word. I'm a racist. You're a N-word. All race, I'll say for the entire world. The man filming says, you're fired from this place, M-effer. You're not going to be working here. And she gone. Now, right away, a GoFundMe site was set up to support her. Text me why you would give money to this individual. She's bragging about being a racist. She's saying the N-word. Are you just an awful human being if you're giving this person a penny? Are we missing some implausible-to-believe scenario? Because there's no scenario where you start just saying this. Okay, so don't give me we don't know everything about it. There's no scenario where you can just say this. Who are the? It's Shiloh Hendricks, down in Rochester, attacking a child, a five-year-old child who just grabbed a bag and didn't realize it wasn't the family's bag. And hundreds of thousands of dollars. Where is this vile Cinnabon woman? Where is she at on her money? I didn't want to.
Do you want to know?
I don't think I do, but go ahead and tell me.
According to Newsweek, a couple hours ago, online donations for the woman in question have topped $100,000.
Oh, my God. Who are you people? Provide me an explanation.
I can't. I can't, other than filth.
Yeah. It's absolute filth. Right? Just. There's. Because we've had. How many stories do you think the two of us have had where we talk off air about something? And let's get the context. We did it last week, or was it 2 weeks ago when he said Somali individuals are garbage? It all runs
together. Yeah,
I
can't even remember.
I think it was last week. And then I said to Dan, because we're busy, I go, please get the question.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And again, there was no defending what he said, but I'm trying to understand. There's nothing these individuals could have said. They could be rude. They could be contemptuous. They could be abrupt. They could be unwilling to pay. But to go to the N-word and brag about your racism? With the double middle finger and somebody sitting there.
Doing the crotch chop thing.
The crotch chop? I didn't realize D-Generation X had popped up at Cinnabon. And you're sitting there. And are you just a fellow racist? Is that it? Because we got plenty
of
the
donations. I think that's a fair assumption.
Yeah. Hey! That's a friend of mine. You know what they are, that. Just disgusting. Never underestimate the amount of racism we do have in this country. Dale Earnhardt, for a lot of people, for sure. John F. Kennedy. Flipper, for sure. Farrah Fawcett. There's a lot of names of celebrity passing. Patrick James Ricey in minutes on CCL.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I invite a gentleman and his bride to my house. I cancel on him, and he still comes on my radio show the next day.
Wow.
Well, as it turned out, that was okay because there were issues with us getting our acts together too yesterday, so that was fine.
Yeah, I apologize. The headache.
No.
Would not go away, not enjoyable. You've been there.
Here's the deal.
Yeah,
I'm having that knee surgery on Thursday, replacement on Thursday, and you're not supposed to take any aspirin for a week before that. So I had one of those a couple of days ago, and I said, "Yeah, do I want to bleed to death or do I want to get rid of this headache?" So I just took a couple of Advil, so that's okay. So anyway,
should I put that in the Twitter poll? Do you want to bleed to death,
or get rid of this headache?
Headache. So. What is your preparation for your knee surgery?
I don't know. Because they want you to do a few exercises before. I've been walking around and doing everything, so I'm fine. I'm ready to go. Here's my concern.
Yeah,
I got a house where going up and down steps is required.
Yes,
so,
you do.
When I get home on whatever that is, Friday night, I'm going to have to go up and down steps or lay on the kitchen floor for a couple of weeks. So we'll have to figure out how to navigate the steps, which they say they prefer you don't do at the start, but in this case, we'll figure it out. So
The ghost of a colleague of yours somewhere is saying, "I've got an elevator guy for you."
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that I would then be the owner of the smallest house with an elevator in the United States of America. But that's not a bad thought.
Yeah, so. the elevator discussion. I thought when he first was discussing this, I thought he was talking about like one of these chairs where you sit, and you just go up, and as you remember that house, and you turn the corner, and I thought, fine. And then I go over, and there's like a team of 15 people, and I'm like, what is going on? And he's like, I'm put in a real elevator. I go, no, you're not. We got into and again.
Did the elevator survive the slight remodeling that took place?
No, the elevator did not. Much to Quentin's dismay, it did not.
No elevator. Okay.
Did not. It's right. So the elevator happened. I mean, the guy's timing was pretty good. The elevator happened about a year before the hip surgery. And so the day after he's brought to the hospital, a guy we both know, Pat Smith, has found a doctor. hip specialist, flies him in from Chicago. And typical, my father's got about 20 people in the room, right? And he's going into surgery in like 5 minutes, and it's like a roast is taking place. I'm like, what are we doing here? And so I'm over near.
Yeah, only about 90% of people his age who have hip surgery die within a week. So,
Same guy, and Sheldon Burns, your doctor, my doctor, sat me down that night and said, you know, there's like a 3 to 6 month thing. I remember I called him on I texted him both on the 99th birthday. I go, how's that 3 to 6 months working out? You know, so we're sitting there, and he's talking to Pat Smith, and I'm over there with my middle son, Griffin, and we're all kind of chatting it up. And my father goes, Pat, I just got to tell you something. This has allowed me to kind of reflect on important decisions in my life. And I'm like, my father is being reflective here? What kind of meds is he on at this point? And he goes, Pat, it just makes me think of the best decision I've ever made in my life. And he pauses. And so I look at Griffin and I go, you or me? You know, because it's got to be his son or his grandkids.
Sure, right.
It's got to be one. And he goes, Pat, putting that elevator in that house is the greatest decision of my life.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. Well, the highlight of his stay in the hospital there was when Bobby Hagan brought him over the sign ball from the Vikings after their 30-0 defeat or 30-3 defeat. He says they dedicated that game to you. Anyway, let's talk going on.
Let's talk your motivation. I mean, as you pointed out, tweet.
McCarthy, right?
Yeah, I mean, last week on Thanksgiving, you know, you call out the offense. And they're even worse.
Kevin O'Connell is a quarterback phenom who we had so confused he didn't know if he was on foot or horseback. J.J. McCarthy, co-winners. Beating out Cheryl Reeve with a performance in Green Bay like I'd never seen before. So it was kind of an upset.
One of the great finishes in the Turkey of the Year ever. And so then, as you point out on Twitter, listen, the Turkey of the Year is many things, including motivation. And you motivated the guys yesterday.
It's not ridicule. It's motivation. Look at, you know, PJ won at 18. 2 days later, they beat Wisconsin for the first time in 15 years. You think PJ beats Wisconsin without getting that kick in the ass? No, he did not.
I did have some fun with this, too. Now, what else in life? Because it seems like we basically said to JJ, don't think at all. Just don't think.
Yes. Remember 3 weeks ago when we said you had to improve your fundamentals and you had to start standing straight, you had to go back and everything else, and we got that torrent of what we have through his passageways. What was that again? I can't remember what his...
Neurological
pathways were screwed up.
Yep.
Last week we said, we're going to make this as simple as possible on Sunday. And, you know, and if you see anyone within 5 feet of J.J. Jefferson, don't throw the ball to him. Throw it to somebody else who's open. So, I got to tell you, Chad, I was in Washington, D.C. for 4 days over Thanksgiving, and they're a little down on the Commanders there. They're not. They're kind of disappointed. So, and when the quarterback doesn't play, that was brutal. But hey, I think it is something for this McCarthy to readjust, don't you think? And say, okay, let's not panic. Let's not have happy feet anymore. Remember when we used to talk about happy feet all the time? He had happy feet, and he didn't have happy feet yesterday. So
I think KOC is also one of those guys who is likable for sure, but is also convinced that he's so savvy that he could put the two of us back in the quarterback position, and I can give you all the complexity possible.
Yes.
And so this is the offense. I mean, silly me. Why was he running this offense, in September, then a little more complex in October, then a little bit more deep in November? This seems kind of basic stuff, right?
Yeah, he did. The fact that, the I think we got, he might have got fooled along with everybody else when McCarthy played three horrible quarters and then won the game in the fourth quarter in Chicago. Yeah. And he might have thought he was seeing the real guy. And then, of course, the next game he was terrible. And I don't know. I think they kind of thought that he was more advanced than he was.
Mm-hmm.
And again, yesterday, well, let's face it, there's not a lot of pressure on you when the other team's getting zero.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You don't have to do a whole lot. So, and once the quarterback left, they were helpless. So, anyway, yeah, it was, it's nice, but a lot of empty seats there.
Oh, yeah. That was telling. It was very quiet. Yeah, it does help when the other team's really not trying, and mm-hmm. they're also incredibly old. Let's get to a couple other topics. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me just say one thing. We also found out, you know, how when you want to get rid of your tickets, your season tickets, the visiting fans, there weren't many Commander fans wanting to buy tickets and come on in here. So that's why we had so many empty seats. Anyway.
Yeah. Let's go to the Gopher women's basketball team. Did you see?
That was one of the... That might have been one of the five worst losses in Minnesota sports history.
Exactly.
You gave up 8 points in 9 seconds.
Yes.
That's impossible. 8 points in 9 seconds. It was over. 99-90 was, what, 52 seconds
40,
to go or something?
44 seconds to go.
44 seconds to go.
And you're right. It was like in a blink of the eye. And
it was incredible.
Yeah, I mean... Have they practiced against the press ever?
Yeah. You know, if you can turn it over against the press if you get it up like the midcourt or something. But these were in two consecutive inbound passes, right? Got picked off. And they laid in, and then we fouled them both times when they were laying it in the basket. And and Dawn afterwards said she was proud of her team.
Yeah,
no, you aren't. You're
no.
proud of your young women. No, and your young ladies. No, you weren't, Dawn.
Yeah,
they choked.
Thank you.
They blew it.
Thank
you. So anyway.
Thank you. I was going right there because I slightly vomited. I mean, I'm not expecting her to cut them. But
no, right.
But no, that was like, it's like first grade basketball.
This was a chance for a big win, and we blew it.
I saw this in the latest AP Top 25 women's basketball. Big Ten has nine women's team. Nine.
Wow.
We're not one.
It's going to be tough sledding.
Yeah.
We might have been if we won yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, Dawn's made a lot of enemies in the men's college, the boys' high school basketball, too. She's demanding that Williams Arena be available for a regional tournament for the women hosting it, and they had to move the boys' basketball tournament back a week. They didn't.
I saw that.
She was convinced that the Gophers were good enough to have it a first round, second round here, and they had to be available to be hosting. So, anyway.
Speaking of high school basketball, what in the hell is going on with Hopkins? I mean, Hopkins Tartan.
This was Hopkins Tartan, but it was the end of the breakdown tournament that
mm-hmm.
was out there. So there might have been scattered fans left over from other teams, too. But, I would say that Hopkins, this is 2 years in a row now.
Yep.
They're going to have to play a couple of games with the only mom and dads there. And then if they act like jerks, throw them out, too. But, I think it's, now it's become a, let's go out to the basketball arena and fight. That's not good. That's not good. And I did see a lot of comments on Twitter that you're going to have these big tournaments, like the breakdown with all these high school tournaments coming in and playing all day. Get yourself a bigger arena, one of the bigger arenas, and maybe you can keep that trouble out. But, that's too bad. That's really sad.
I mean, it's sad. On the Twins, on the report last week that these guys now, we're committed. We're going to keep Byron. We're keeping Ryan. We're keeping Pablo. Is that smoke? Is that real? And if they're going to keep them, they got to add some other people, right?
Yes. Yeah, Ryan becomes a free agent next year, right?
No.
After this year?
No. 2 years.
After
control.
This year, 2 years. Two years.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, I don't necessarily buy it, but, you know, if Byron, you know, if Atlanta wants to and make a good deal, I mean, we all loved what we saw from Byron last year, but, hey, you got to remember... You got to remember all the injuries of the
yes,
past.
Yes, correct.
You could have, he's 31. He was fantastic. But, you know, if they're going to – you can't make a deal, though, like for suspects. He's got to be, like, real, you know, real players who are right on the cusp who would be playing for Atlanta next year if they weren't playing here, I think. But if they can, you know, get a load, then I would – trade him. And the you know what? If they keep Ryan and Pablo, they do have a chance to have a pretty good starting rotation next year, because I think that Zebby's going to be a decent pitcher. And they got
Olbers should come back, right?
Olbers should come back. And now if somebody wants to make a trade with me for Bailey, I think I might make it too. I don't know. I mean, I love the way he throws, but when your fastball's 89, it's incredible. But to me,
if they keep those three, then you better bring in at minimum two legit relievers, because that bullpen was absurdly terrible.
Well, here's the trouble, I wouldn't say upset Derek Falvey, but rattled him a little that, you know, hey, Derek, the strength of your team was the bullpen, and you traded the whole thing. What did you expect to happen the last 2 months of the season? And, they got to rebuild that. That's for sure. And the way back is not with Justin Topa finishing games. That's for sure.
That's another.
Did we by the gate? Did we keep him or is he?
Yes.
They
kept him. They kept him.
Yes. Right.
He's our ack right now, Patrick. That's our guy. great stuff. Don't stay on the kitchen floor. Get upstairs.
No, I'll get up and down those steps. What the hell? I'm still an athlete.
You're an athlete.
Age 80 and only 100 pounds overweight. What the hell? Let's do it. All right.
Thank you.
See you.
The best, Patrick, right here on CCO. Some of us thought he was Mr. St. Paul. I did. I thought he was loyal to St. Paul.
What do you mean? Pride of the East Side.
No.
Well, he's a capital city.
He was a little more east. A little more east all weekend.
Uh-oh.
New York City.
Can't leave St. Paul?
Yeah, no. No, if you're really committed, it's a little too soon to be...
He was on a goodwill trip.
The wanderlust. Did you wait in any of those lines, by the way?
I did.
Did you wait? How long was the FAO Schwartz?
So FAO Schwartz is at Rockefeller
Plaza. Just signing up for a website while we're talking.
That's fine. You know, it's interesting. If my kids wanted to wait in a line for an hour to go to a toy store, I would say no. But because I was Uncle Jason taking my nieces, I'm like, sure, we'll wait in line. Sure, we'll wake up at 7 a.m. and get to FAO Schwartz at 8:20, wait in line until the store opens at 9, enter at 9:25, and then I had to wait in line another 35 minutes to check out.
Oh, my God.
But you know what?
Was Guantanamo available?
It's different when it's like it's not your kids. It's the nieces, and you're like, this is important to them. So, all right.
I'm not sure the boys will appreciate that as an individual.
The boys would.
Who never brought them to fireworks.
They would know better, and they would never ask for such nonsense. But.
Did you stay? Did you wander to a restaurant or two while everybody's in line?
No, I waited in line so they could leave and go do other stuff. Right? Who knew I had this kindness? But it's apparently there. There it was.
That's what they breed in St. Paul.
Bailey's and coffee?
Just waiting in line.
You're a new man because of St. Paul.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.